right. Thank you, Ivan. I think the answer is no to that question. I don't think I ever have repaired any ham equipment. As you all know, or most of you know, that I'm new to this. So I didn't really know much about it until my dad got his ham radio license. No, I haven't. KR4GIP, back to Ivan.
All right, remember, well, I would definitely suggest learning how to solder. If you can learn how to solder, then you can pretty much build anything, as long as you know what goes into it. I won't say build anything, but anything electrical. To build circuit boards, whatever you want, as long as you just learn that, learn how to build that. But if you can learn how to solder, then you can put that all together. So if you instead buy, like, another example, like, I just completed a Casey Cherokee antenna kit recently. Basically, that's just a kit to build an antenna, right? So if you just got that, you'd have instruction manuals and all that, and you could just build it, you know, if you know how to solder, and you don't necessarily have to know what to do with the components, but you just have to have the manual. So I'd definitely suggest learning how to solder. With that, we're going to pass that down to KD3-AT2, Jim in Easton, Pennsylvania. By the way, you have 3 check-ins, and River, you have 2. Please come now.
Good evening, Ivan, and the rest of the youth group. Yes, I built some kits when I was younger. I did an Allied shortwave receiver and a Heathkit pneumatic key pen. Got a lot of other kits, but not ham-related. Back to you, KD3,